Now I'm going to bring you the news and the weather. Siobhan Barton is reporting in the Register Star. The traffic study submitted by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties in support of its proposed housing project in Greenport has come under fire by opponents of the development and members of the Greenport Planning Board. The study was conducted by Creighton Manning Engineering and Albany firm. According to the study, traffic on Jocelyn Boulevard has decreased since 2005, a fact disputed by board members. A former civil engineer for the State Department of Transportation who is opposed to the development said the study's methods did not meet State Department of Transportation standards. The MHA's Greenport Gardens would consist of 66 units to be located off of Green Acres Road. The facility would provide workforce housing for households that income qualify and for those with mental health challenges. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting a boil water order has been issued for all customers of the Village of Catskill water system due to water main breaks. The village announced late Tuesday, February 24th. According to an account in the Daily Mail, the rupture occurred near the Sullivan Treater VFW Post 770 building on Main Street. The village is advising all customers to boil tap water before consumption. The order will stay in effect until further notice, the village said. The Associated Press is reporting President Barack Obama Tuesday, February 4th, rejected a bill to approve construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. This was the third time Obama has wielded his veto power during his presidency. Obama offered no indication of whether he will eventually issue a permit for the pipeline. The president instead chose to reassert his authority to make the decision himself, rebuffing GOP lawmakers who will control both the House and Senate for the next 2 years. House Speaker John Boehner said Republicans were not even close to giving up the fight. He called the veto a national embarrassment. The pipeline would connect the tar sands of Canada with refineries on the Texas Gulf Coast that specialize in processing heavy crude oil. The construction of the pipeline has become a flashpoint in the U.S. debate over environmental policy and climate change. Read the full Associated Press story in the New York Post. Your weather for today. Today's partly sunny, high near 29. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, low around 3. The forecast for the next 3 days, Thursday, cloudy, high near 16. Wind chill values as low as negative 4. Thursday night, cloudy, low around 5. Wind chill values as low as negative 3. Friday, partly sunny, high near 20. Friday night, mostly clear, low around negative 2. Saturday, sunny, high near 26. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 3. Sunrise today was at 6:35 a.m. Sunset today is at 5:40 p.m. The length of the day is 11 hours and 5 minutes. Today is the fourth Wednesday of the month. There are a number of public meetings here at WGXC. We do suggest calling ahead to confirm the time and location of these meetings. All numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Athens Village Board Meeting, 7 p.m. at Community Center, 2 First Street, Athens, 945-1551. Caro Town Board Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 512 Main Street, Caro, 622-3120. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Works Committee Meeting, 6 p.m. at 401 State Street, Hudson, 828-1527. Copake Hamlet Revitalization Task Force Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road, Copake, 329-1234. Hudson Common Council Public Works Committee Meeting, 5:30 p.m. Legal Committee Meeting, 6:15 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street, Hudson, 828-1030. Kinderhook Historical Committee Meeting, 7 p.m. Town Hall, 4 Church Street, Niverville, 784-2233. And Philmont Village Board Workshop Meeting, 7 p.m. Village Hall, 124 Main Street, Philmont, 672-7032.